For a year I saw the skies change till all the day was night. Ooh, feels good to be dreaming, to be dreaming. Feels good to be here with you, to be here with you. Wait now, the mist will clear. Wait now. Mountain. Feels good to be dreaming. Feels good to be here with you. Feels good to be here. Feels good to be dreaming. Feels good to be here with you. To be from this jigsaw that I always took for granted. Now I'm caught here in a raging storm on top of the crooked hill. Feels good to be dreaming.
Music from Scotland for An Icy Night, The Crooked Mountain by Capercaillie. And we are coming up on the turning of the seasons. February 2nd is the cross-quarter day between winter and spring. It's also Groundhog Day. It's one of the reasons, historically, that Groundhog Day occurs on the 2nd of February, is that it is in conjunction with that cross-quarter day between winter and the beginning of spring. And in some calendars, the very beginning of spring itself is February 2nd. So don't despair if you're a warm weather lover, and I confess to being one of those. It's coming. The planet is making its round and tipping on its axis as it will, and it's going to get warmer. So if you are sick and tired of slipping and sliding down here at 5,300 feet in elevation, don't despair. By the way, I had a call just before I came on the air from someone that was very passionate and not at all pleased with the program that aired immediately before Schulte Gale. And I love that about KGNU. I love the fact that programming here elicits passion, even if it's passionate disagreement. And that's so important, not to give in to a single way of thinking or to passively sit by, but rather to stir up ideas and foment the exchange of concepts that not everything you hear is right. Not everything you hear passes muster. And if you happen to see something or hear something that occurs to you is perhaps bovine excrement, call it out for that. Do it. It's an important thing to do. And the broad spectrum of news and views that you hear on KGNU, the broad spectrum of music that you hear, is an important asset to this community. And so thank you very much to the caller that that actually made my evening for thinking about what was said and disagreeing with it passionately. I think it's really important. So as the famous Scotsman Sean Connery once said in a movie, "Here endeth the lesson." Off we go with more music from Scotland. Alistair Fraser and Natalie Haas from their great album, Fire and Grace. You're listening to KGNU. You know, I don't often read from the liner notes, but that song is so compellingly beautiful, and the story behind it is so interesting that I want to share it with you because it really is, it's an amazing song. It's called En Kailin Jas Krutje Nambo, which means the pretty maid milking the cow. And the notes go, it's a beautiful traditional love song that's sung all over Ireland, although people in County Kerry claim it as their own. Apparently, there is a curse attached to the song. The story goes that many years ago in West Kerry, a priest was rushing to a house to give a dying man the last rites when he heard a man who was working in a nearby field singing the song. So entranced was the priest by the song that he stopped to listen and was delayed. The sick man died without receiving last rites, and henceforth the song has been considered to be very unlucky. It was thought that the singer in the field was the devil himself trying to delay the priest. And the lyrics are compellingly beautiful. They really are gorgeous. The translation, just part of the translation. Her eyes are like the shining sun dispersing the mist through the skies, and her cheeks are redder than the rowan trees, alight among the branches on the hill. Her mouth is sweeter than blackberries, and her complexion brighter than new milk. There is not a lovelier young woman in the world than this pretty milkmaid. So occasionally you have to go beyond the beautiful melody and the enchantment that the singer weaves and dig into the story behind the song. Gosh, that's a good one. Danu is the group singing there. Prior to Danu, we heard the High Reels set from Alistair Fraser and Natalie Haas, and we'll get back into music, right away with music from great compilation CD called The Celtic Crossroads, Ashley MacIsaac and Mary Jane Lamond out of Canada.
She
Shoulta Gael is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by The Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
When old Jack Frost has threatened his worst and fallen from branch to briar, then welcome the knights that double the lights and the light of a fine going fire. Good fortune attend each merry man's glen that does but as best as he may, to banish old wrong with a cup and a song and drive the cold winter away. To drink and carouse, and may all in this house be as merry as bucks in the dale. It's good bread and cheese, we ask for our fees, to make us the longer to stay, to banish old wrong with a cup and a song, and drive the cold winter away. Thank you.
boots and leave the whale. What care we for calm or gale? I take a drink as long as you can, and brandy's good amongst head ale. Heave ye ho, and away we'll go. Heave ye ho, and away we'll go. Heave ye ho, and away we'll go. Heave ye ho, and away.
The voice of one of my very favorite Scottish singers, the late lamented Davy Steele and the Battlefield Band. Heave Ya Ho is the name of that. From Drive the Cold Winter Away by Robin Williamson, off of an album called Winter's Turning, and The Winter It Has Passed by the Fire and Lightning Consort, to sort of lead off that set. Speaking of the turning of the seasons. There's a great program at St. John's Episcopal Church in Boulder. It's called Solas, meaning spirit. And they have mixed their Christian liturgy with Celtic spirituality. And on Sunday, February 1st at 6 p.m. at St. John's Episcopal Church, they're going to be having their next installment in the seasonal round that they do. And this particular one on the 1st of February, we were just talking about the cross quarter day. And they're also going to be celebrating Breed or St. Bridget, one of the patronesses of Ireland. Her feast day begins the ancient Celtic season of Imbolc, that is, winter into spring. And the day marks the coming of light after the dark days of winter. And even though it may not seem spring-like yet, we begin to see the snowdrops, and there are reminders in the seasons that spring is coming. So with that as sort of spiritual background, they have a group of terrific Celtic musicians, Jesse Burns on fiddle, Margot Crimmel on harp, Marcy Baruch on vocals, Stephen Bross on percussion, and Kristen Furman Clark as a chanter, along with Janet Strickler on harmonium. So it is a marvelous opportunity to reflect on the turning of the seasons. It is open to everyone, no matter who you are. All are invited, and you are received as a friend, they say. For more information, you can call St. John's at www.stjohnsboulder.org, or you can call 303-442-5246 for information on that great program. And of course, you know, along with this turning of the seasons, there's another turning that is going on as well, and that is the preparing for spring, the season of Pascua, which means spring, of course, and Easter, and the run-up to Easter through Lent in traditional Christian spirituality, kicks off with the pre-Lenten revel, which is variously celebrated as Carnival or Mardi Gras. And sure enough, KGNU is right there in the thick of it. KGNU has a Mardi Gras celebration coming your way. And here's a little more information.
It's that time again, folks. It's Mardi Gras time. KGNU Community Radio and the Colorado Friends of Cajun Zydeco Music and Dance present our annual Mardi Gras dance party on Saturday, February 7th at the Avalon Ballroom from 6:30 to 11:30 p.m. Ed Poulard and Preston Frank's Creole Dance Band will provide plenty of blues, Cajun, swing, and Zydeco music for this great fundraiser. We'll have a costume contest, Cajun and Creole food, beer, wine, and of course, a king cake. Reserve your ticket now at kgnu.org, and we look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 7th at the Avalon Ballroom. Laissez-les bon temps rouler.
Have you ever been to New Orleans? It's the hottest city you've ever seen. Gotta love them red beans.
Thank you. walking all the day by tall towers where falcons build their nests. Silver winged they fly, they know the call of freedom in their breasts. I saw black hat against the sky with twisted rocks and run to the sea, living on your western shore. Saw summer sunsets, asked for more. Stood by your Atlantic sea and sang a song for Ireland. Talking all the day, but true friends who try to make you stay. Telling jokes and news and singing songs to pass the time away. We watch the Galway salmon run like silver darting, dancing in the sun. Living on your western shore, saw summer sunsets, asked for more. Stood by your Atlantic sea and sang a song for Ireland. Drinking all the day in old pubs where fiddlers love to play. Someone touched the bow, he played a reel which seemed so grand and gay. Stood on Dingle Beach and cast in wild foam, we found the Atlantic bass. Living on your western shore, saw summer sunsets, asked for more. Stood by your Atlantic sea and sang a song for Ireland. Dreaming in the night, I saw land where no one had to fight. But waking in your dawn, I saw you crying in the morning light. While lying where the falcons fly, they twist and turn all in your air blue sky. Living on your western shore, saw summer sunsets, asked for more. Stood by your Atlantic sea and sang a song for Ireland.
chumps and hard cut lines and gay the nose of blah. The chumps is condemning and ring and listening dog. I'll tell tea and open tail of six that I have seen. Far up and tail of snowing up and sits by Grant McGreen. I've seen the high by Nevis, a tower and tail of moon. I've been by Creep and Callander and room by Bonnie Doon. And by the nippy silly pine and places I'll take in. But up and to the snowy north lies a God's Bonnie Glen. So come all you champs and hawker lads and gay the rods of law. The champs has come dead in and in gone listening and all. I'll tell to ye a roving tale of six that I've seen. Far up and to the snowy north and sit by Grant McGreen. Myself and trudging on the road. We have bag of blah upon my back, my face is blooms of toes. We lumps of cakes and tatters, guns and cheese and braxy ham. They thinking where I'm coming, fair, where I'm going to gang. I'm happy in the summertime beneath the brick blue sky. Evening in the morning, it lifts me out to lie. Farms and bars are only where I live to mow the hay. And if the weather does permit, I'm happy every day. So come on, you chumps and hawker lads and gay the rods of blah. The chumps has come dead in and ring, I'm listening and all. I'll tell thee a roving tale of six that I have seen. Far up and tail the snowy north and sit by Grant McGreen. I've done my share of hunting with the couples on the quiet. I've helped the bucky trawlers put a hair in oversight. I helped to build a mighty rig that spans a foot for forth. And we money and anger spare my trig up with the bonny aft. Or Catherine and Loch Lomond of Arden Kent by me. The tea that on the devil and the thrashes to hear the sea. Them robin castle by the way I nearly have forgot. And I their colloquial marks at the house of John of Groats. So come on, you chaps and hawker lads and gay the rounds of blah. The chumps has come dead in and ring, I'm listening and all. I'll tell thee a roving tale of six that I have seen. Far up and tail the snowy north and sit by Grant McGreen. There's nothing that I lack. And all the days my daily fare, the world will be my whack. I think I'll go to Paddy's land, I'm making up my mind. For Scotland's great lay out, but now I can't raise a wind. But I will trust in Providence, so Providence proves true. And I will sing O Erin's Isle when I get back to you. So come on, champs and hawker lads and gay the rods of blah. The chances come dead in and ring, I'm listening and all. I'll tell thee a roving tale of six that I have seen. Far up and tail the snowy north and sit by Grant McGreen.
Yeah, You know, I really, really like that band, Old Blind Dogs and Tramps and Hawkers. We're rolling up toward the top of the hour, and a special treat. Elena is in studio. She's going to take you on a tour all over the world with Musica Mundi for the next several hours. So a rare treat and not one to be missed. And what a joy to see her here. So just great stuff. In that set, we had music from Kila Rilado off of an album called Untamed by request. Great request, actually. Music from Dick Gochan and his album Handful of Earth, Song for Ireland, done by many, many artists. But Dick Gochan does a terrific version of it. Mary Black as well, and many, many other great singers. And then Tramps and Hawkers, Old Blind Dogs off of their album Play Live. We want to let you know a little bit about some great concerts. KGNU presents concerts coming your way. The Ullagrass Bluegrass Festival in Golden, Colorado on Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st. It will be headlined by Peter Rowan and the Ullagrass All-Stars, featuring members of Leftover Salmon and the infamous String Dusters, as well as the Colorado Bluegrass Band Head for the Hills. Other performers include Grant Farm, the Drunken Hearts, Rapid Grass Quintet, and many, many more. So that's certainly one not to be missed. We're going to get up to the top of the hour, up to the top of the 8 o'clock hour on this snowy evening with music from Matt Malloy, He of the Chieftains, and a set of tunes off of an album, The Rough Guide to Irish Music. And we'll see you in September on Carl Cumley's edition of Sholta Gael. Be warm, be well. Music from Matt Malloy, and at the 8 o'clock hour in the Rocky Mountain West, you're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and around the world on the web at kgnu.org. Musica Mundi with Elena is up next.
No.